And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is making it. Each of my guests will discuss how to make it, whether it's in city government or as an expert in a particular field. My next guest is a challenger for the Ventura City Council. He believes city decision makers should reflect the makeup of Ventura's community. We'll discuss the challenges he sees facing Ventura and his platform to address those challenges. And if you want to ask a question or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. The Ventura City Council candidates' interviews are brought to you by Halter and Encinas Landscaping. Opening up on Saturday, September the 19th, they will open their new store, Villa Tosca Garden Center, at 2057 East Thompson Boulevard, located at the intersection of Thompson and Catalina in Ventura. Contact them for all of your gardening and landscaping needs, 701-2486. And remember, you can save 15% on all purchases between now and the end of the year at Villa Tosca Garden Centers. Let me explain the format of the candidates' interviews. All city council candidates were invited to participate. 9 of 11 agreed to the interview. Martin Armstrong declined the interview, and Ed Alamillo did not respond to my request despite reminders to do so. The candidates will be asked the same set of questions, and the candidates were given the questions in advance of the interview. My next guest, Danny Correa, was raised and educated here in Ventura. After graduating from Buena High School, Danny attended Ventura College and then graduated from Cal State Northridge with a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration. He served in the United States Marine Corps, attaining the rank of Sergeant. Danny will fight for the shrinking middle class. He has been active in Big Brothers Big Sisters and has coached and umpired youth sports. Welcome to the show, Danny. How are you today?
Great. Thank you, Bill.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Thanks so much. And I'm going to start where I do with all of the city council candidates, and I'm just going to ask you, what draws you to civic service to sit on the Ventura City Council?
Well, as you made note of, I'm a firm believer that any elected body, whether it be a council, board of supervisors, even a board of directors, should be diverse enough to reflect the community that it serves. And so being in this community since 1965, having been involved in student government, since grade school, and having worked with the elected officials as part of my day job, I feel that I'm at a position now that I can contribute and give a different perspective to the residents of this great city.
All right. Now, what is your day job, since you mentioned that in passing?
I'm an employer member representative for Service Employees International Union, Local 721. We represent city workers, county workers, and special districts.
All right. Very good. What do you plan to do to help attract and retain more jobs here in Ventura?
Well, I think, as I've said many times before in the forums, that we need to review our and streamline our permit process and that whole process that builders and developers need to go through the city. I don't think that it's going to take a lot of work to do. We can look at some of the maybe surrounding agencies and kind of get the highlights of those and make that happen. However, if we're going to streamline that, and we can possibly offer tax incentives, some grants, some kind of rebates, but I would have stipulations with any of those, including they must be safe to the environment, they must use local hire in development, building of their work or their projects, they must provide a living wage, and not create any undue unfair competition to local businesses, primarily the mom and pops in the area.
All right. Well, I want to talk about all of those in sequence, but let's start at the beginning. You said streamlining the permit process. Now, that's something that the city council is very proud of, the fact that they just completed streamlining the permit process. You believe that we need to go farther than the city council has done to date?
Well, not having been on that whole process, I can't speak from an expert opinion or knowledgeable of what they've done. I'm glad that they recognize the fact that there had to be some adjustments made, and they made those adjustments. So, once elected to the council, I would be a part of reviewing that to see if it does make sense or if we can make some more further tweaks to encourage builders to come in and, have a fair shake.
All right. Another thing that you mentioned in that answer, Danny, was a living wage. So you're very much in favor of having a living wage here in Ventura. Talk to me about the impact that having a living wage has on any business that wants to come and relocate here into the Ventura area.
Well, I serve on two nonprofit boards, one of them being CAUSE, Coastal United for a Sustainable Economy, which they were very successful in getting a living, a lot of living wage ordinances in the county, I believe it's a policy in the city of Oxnard. In the city of Ventura, we got the approval, or CAUSE did, from the Chamber of Commerce. So it's not like it's a job killer, or it's going to break any businesses that wants to employ. It's just providing a decent wage so that people can, you know, either live in the city or surrounding. And if they can't provide any kind of a decent health care, then the wage, of course, goes up a little bit higher to cover that. Again, I don't think that it's unrealistic to offer a living wage so that we can, the residents can live here if possible. And again, taking that one step further, with those paychecks, they're going to reinvest in the local economy. So it's good for everybody. That's how I see it.
Well, no doubt that it would help to build the economy. My guest is Danny Carrillo. He is a candidate for the Ventura City Council. And Danny, you also talked about hiring local. Our unemployment here in Ventura compares statewide very favorably to the statewide number, but nationally we're still way ahead of the 9%. Nationally, I think we're sitting at about 11% right now in Ventura.
Right.
So talk to me about hiring local. Do we have the qualified candidates here to fill the types of jobs you want to attract to Ventura?
Yes, I do. You know, we have a lot of construction workers, a lot of electrical workers, a lot of pipe fitters, what have you. People that are going to not only be working on housing developments, for example, if that's the case, or a business, entity, but also working on the infrastructure that needs to be done. A case in point is the Community Memorial Hospital is going to be going through some remodel. And some rebuilding there. I'm not real familiar right at this point what contracts or who they're using to help build that, but that would be a great opportunity. There's, as you noted, plenty of people unemployed here in this region that we can put to work. Again, they spend their paychecks right back into the community, and it's good for everybody.
It sounds like, Danny, the types of jobs that you want to attract to the area involve construction, involve engineering, that sort of things. What are the types of jobs that you foresee being attracted to the new Ventura once you're on the council?
Well, not only encouraging the building trades, but also green jobs and manufacturing jobs. I understand there's like the incubator process that we have as part of City Hall, and there's, I believe, 16 right now. So, you know, we have to build and work smarter. You know, we don't just want to open our arms to any developer that wants to come in here. It's got to be for smart growth. It's got to be in a balanced approach. And so, again, if it's going to be putting people to work, that's going to be able to provide the things that I mentioned earlier, then I think it's something that we should pursue.
All right, the green jobs. Define for me what you mean by green jobs.
Green jobs, there's a the solar-related, for example. I know there's a company in Ventura right now that I had an opportunity to meet a gentleman who owns I believe it's a mechanic facility, or they change oil, and they are using oil that can be recycled. They have using a vendor who comes in out of the area to pick up that oil, I think once a month, twice a month, something like that. But he's looking to be able to, he would be looking at getting a closer vendor to be able to do that. I believe the one he's using right now is out of San Bernardino. Expanding, the services such as that, to me, is a green job.
All right. And you also mentioned in your answer, Danny, manufacturing jobs. How do you balance manufacturing jobs with the need to stay green at the same time?
Well, there's a lot of manufacturing that tend to use the green principles. So, I would be looking to see if those are possible. The green job employers, along with the manufacturers that are going to provide a good high-paying wage, preferably, of course, but that's not going to, be disruptive to our environment, to our air, to our water, to our land.
All right. My guest is Danny Carrillo. He is running for the Ventura City Council. We're talking about his platform for the for his candidacy. Danny, in part and parcel to jobs here in Ventura, one of the cornerstones of Ventura's economy is tourism. What steps would you take to attract and increase tourism here in Ventura?
Well, I think we need to do a better job of marketing the city of Ventura and the surrounding areas. You know, the city of Ventura happens to be the county seat for the county, county government. So I think we need to do a little bit better job. It's going to take a lot of teamwork. It's going to take a lot of collaboration, for example, in trying to get our beaches cleaned up. We need to make Ventura as a destination stop and not just a, you know, a rest stop as people go on to Santa Barbara or points north. I think we are capable of doing that. I think tourism, you know, is going to help bring in some more revenue. Part of my platform potentially looking at to bring in more revenue is possibly raising the bed tax, the TOT tax. That is, I know residents aren't going to be willing and are not in favor of paying more taxes. And I wouldn't be bringing something to them that is going to be on their dime. But it's this one here is more for tourists that as we get better in marketing this city and marking the destination points, then those out-of-town residents will be bringing in more revenue. Not only will they be paying a little bit more into their hotel room, but they're going to be, you know, using our restaurants. They're going to be shopping here, which is all good for the local economy.
Well, let me ask you to clarify that if we can. What specifically do you want to do to make Ventura a destination?
Well, again, it's working in collaboration. It's working with the Arts Foundation, for example. Recent statistics that were given to me show that the average consumer or art follower does stay longer, is going to spend more money into the city. So it's going to be a combination, like I said, a collaboration of working with the different groups that we have so that we can, you know, show and show off the city of Ventura what a great destination this could be.
All right. My guest is Danny Carrillo. He's a candidate for the Ventura City Council. I want to shift gears if we can because somewhat tied into the whole idea of economic development is growth and development here in Ventura. And everybody talks about they want to maintain a family-oriented lifestyle here in Ventura. But how can we do that if we don't have adequate, affordable housing for our young people, Danny?
Again, this is you're correct. I agree. This is an issue that needs to be addressed. I believe that there needs to be a balance approach of affordable housing in all regions, low income, mid range, and even on the high end. As you know, it doesn't take much now to be considered low income or be able to be eligible to live in affordable housing. So, you know, we need to, when we build or when projects come our way, we need to designate, you know, we need to, again, work with partnership, Cabrillo Economic Development, for example, that bring these projects that make sense, that provide different levels of affordable housing to the residents. I, myself, am the only council candidate that lives in a mobile home. That, to me, is another context of affordable housing. It's been and enabled me to help raise my two children, help pay for their schooling, and we can't forget the mobile home residents and those and that segment as another form of affordable housing.
All right, Danny. My guest is Danny Carrillo. Now, Danny, in the area of development, there's been a development out on the east side. The Freenies have been trying to put together an elderly care center out there and a housing project for the elderly. And they went through the process of having their plans approved at the Design Review Committee. Then they went back and forth a couple of times with the Design Review Committee, went to the Planning Commission back and forth a couple of times. Ground broke. The project was underway. And then in the middle of the project, as it was being completed, a group of local dissidents raised their voice and said, we don't want this, took it to the city council, and the city council put a halt to that development and sent it back for further consideration. The cost to the Freenies has been in the hundreds of thousands of dollars at this point. I'm not going to ask you to comment on the lawsuit that the Freenies have raised against the city council because that would be inappropriate, but I do want you to talk about the process. How can a city that wants development, that wants affordable housing, that wants elderly housing, in this particular case, have things go through the design review committee, the planning, only to be stopped by a group of dissidents, vocal dissidents?
Well, again, part of my platform also is better transparency of city government. And so to me, in this case, was there transparency? Was everybody aware? Were the neighbors aware of what was going on? It seems like they should have been, but did the city do everything that it could to notice them, to, you know, make them aware that this project was being built. It's unfortunate that the Freenies were able to do what was expected of them, spend the dollars to get to that point, and then only and then have it be rejected by the council at the last minute. I don't know if that was the right thing to do. I don't know enough of the case to really comment on what I would have done differently. But
And I'm not going to ask you to do that because that would be inappropriate, but I do want you to talk about the process. In the process, plans are made available to the citizens. They're on file. People can go and see them. Furthermore, the city notified all of the neighbors that this was going on, so it should not have come as a surprise to anybody that this project was underway.
Right, and again, it just I would advocate and I would make sure that there was better public transparency. You know, in my line of work, there's often times where, you know, we have to make sure that everybody gets noticed of a particular vote that might be coming or something that affects their livelihood. And so, you know, the in this case, the city, could they have done a better job to make the neighbors aware? Maybe so. Is it a responsibility of the neighbors to know what's going on? Absolutely. So, it's a teamwork collaboration. I would feel very comfortable if the city did everything it could. To make sure that the neighbors were aware of this project, and whether they respond or not, well, we gave you enough time, but I don't think it was necessary fair to the Freenies for it to go through all this process to be approved, and then council, because some people came and said, we don't like it, that it be put stopped.
All right. My guest is Danny Carrillo. He's a candidate for the Ventura City Council. Danny, if people like what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your platform, your candidacy, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
I have a website. It's Danny for City Council, for spelled out, FOR.com.
Danny for City Council.com. Danny, right. Thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Great. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.